Warning, the font may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
Danny Williams.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
I don't know who Danny Williams is.
Well, Danny Williams and Ryan Edwards do the show from 9 to 11 a.m. here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Oh, great. I'm not up then.
Okay, well, if you were bent, I mean, and I just realized that Danny's crazy, which means I like him.
Cool.
Hey, where can you go to get, like, if you want to listen to this on a podcast, Audio Boom, right? Just go to Mile High Sports Radio. Go to Mile High Sports Radio. Isn't there, like, a website? We should tweet that out somewhere or Facebook that out or
MileHighSports.com.
My face. Did you know that you can get the Mile High Sports Radio app on your phone and on my phone? And I got it. You can listen to podcasts. You can see what's coming up. All sorts of neat stuff.
I did not know that.
And yeah. Audio Boom app too.
Audio Boom app.
Search the Darren Copeland Experience and you can find you right there.
Cool.
Yeah. Yay, I can finally find where I went.
Where did you go?
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like my life is a one-panel family circus cartoon where it's just the dotted line that's going all over God's green earth inside one panel. Sometimes that's how my life feels.
You break the fourth wall every once in a while?
Well, only because I fell into it jumping out of a tree or something stupid like that.
Yeah, like a little ghost that has a sign that says, not me.
Not me. Do you even know what Family Circus is, Alex?
Family Circus? Is this a cartoon?
It is. So once upon a time, back in the last millennium, there was these things called newspapers.
What is that?
Every morning they would magically be delivered straight to your door, these newspapers, which you could pick up and you would be able to read these large paper magazines, basically. And
paper magazines.
At the end of them,
the comics
were the cartoons or the comics, as you could sit there and read and read and read. All of this before you used the rest of the newspaper to help you not get your pumpkin carvings on the floor.
We call that the emergency wrapping paper.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, Christmas wrapping paper.
Yep. And by the way, hey, Big Fuzz, you're quiet today. What's the matter?
Nothing. I am just dreading what we're going to be doing tonight. I have no idea what we're going to be doing.
Talking sports-ish?
Well, you said you had a bowling update.
I do have a bowling update.
On nights like this when there's...
There's baseball.
I don't know that I want to talk baseball. The Rockies are terrible right now, and they're playing the Padres, and there's... Like I said, I don't really get...
There's racists everywhere.
Well, there are. I don't really get into... baseball super.
What would
super
you do if someone did that at a ball game, like behind
I would call security, have them kicked out.
See,
no. You don't yell that at a player. I don't care if it's my player or the opposing player, and not face ramifications. You just don't do it. At least not if I'm around. Yeah, and he's lucky that I wouldn't punch him in the face.
So
I know you're cool with it.
No,
but
no,
I'm not cool with it.
No. No, 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 no.
Well, then why didn't you have like some kind of like a when I said I'd point him out to security?
Because I'd rather punch him and knock him out.
I'm not going to go to jail for an idiot.
You've gone to jail for an idiot.
Yes, but I'm older now. I'm not going to do it again.
Here's the deal. So I've always felt like when you see something that's racist, like truly racist, it's not. I mean, there's some things that I've been called every single thing.
Uh-huh.
I have. One time I was getting driving, I was called a dirty Mexican on the street, and I'm like,
and
I started laughing.
Just don't look, you're like the whitest person I see.
I'm like, excuse me. And then I was like, as I left, I was like, hey, ¿qué pasa? No, I just didn't. I wish I had, but I didn't. But I was like, I was laughing. I felt so proud because finally I was being discriminated against. I'm ridiculous. The point is this. If you see something truly racist, I want to be the guy holding his arms back while everyone else beats him up. I don't want to get security. I want it to be there was a reason for stoning in the bad Bible. The scary Bible.
In the bad Bible.
The
Old Testament?
The scary Bible.
The Old Testament.
The scary Bible.
The God of Wrath.
Yeah.
Bad was the wrong word.
The Old Testament.
Scary Bible. Not the good Bible, where everyone's like, sorry, this is, you know what, I'm actually.
That's your conservatism coming through. Bad, good,
Jewish,
Christian.
Listen, it was, This was a comedian, I can't think of her name. But she talked about the good Bible, where you had Jesus running around turning water into wine. New Testament. Bad Bible, God
Old
saying
Testament.
Kill everything.
Old Testament.
Old Testament.
It was an
scary
angry,
Bible.
He was an angry God.
Scary,
yes.
Scary Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Vengeful.
Yes. Scary Bible. Scary Bible.
Yeah. Definitely glad that we don't live during those.
I took a class called Biblit, and we just read the Old Testament as just a novel.
Mm-hmm.
Scary Bible. It's scary. It is a scary.
Yeah, he would just
scary,
turn off the sun sometimes.
Scary Bible.
Right. Got it. Scary Bible.
Mean.
Yes.
Full cheaters, of plagues.
Plagues. I mean, King David might have been the biggest plague. I mean, he's a great king and all, but man, scary Bible.
Got it.
Okay.
You forgot what you were talking about.
Of course I did. We
were talking about stoning racists.
Yes. And so, but one of the things that they would do is that sometimes people needed to be stoned.
You know, like
in a,
women
in
who
a biblical way. No, I'm not. No.
Things
not talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm talking
witches.
About like say murder. Yeah, well, witches. I mean, I can get witches, but other than that, but I'm talking about like murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was sort of some of the way that the mob could get the cathartic about it. In the same way with this, I believe that if someone starts doing that and you're object and you should. Go free.
No. I'd be beating up half the country right now. And
no,
I
it's no
yeah.
half. Listen,
easily.
Stop it. Half the country is not going around telling people that.
No, but I firmly believe half
listen,
the country
no.
is straight
listen,
up racist.
No, okay, well,
easily.
You can believe. You
and
can believe,
and you can see it in their actions every day.
You can believe that half the people.
I see it every day.
I will tell you.
Actions.
Listen.
You don't see it.
No.
Because I know your politics, but
it's not about politics,
it is.
Man.
It's absolutely
it's not
about
politics. No, I will tell you that the most racist place I've ever seen is Boulder.
I know you're gonna blame liberals for being the
I'm
most
not
racist
blaming
people.
I'm
listen, we've had this conversation.
I'm not gonna
off
blame liberals. I'm not gonna blame
times.
Liberals or I'm not gonna blame conservatives.
But I am not going to go around beating up racists.
No.
I'm not gonna do it. Because that doesn't teach them anything except to hate people more and more.
I don't mean beating up racists.
You just said that.
I mean beating up overt racists. And there's a difference.
So
if
keep
you
your racism
feel, no.
to yourself.
Yes.
And it's cool.
Yes. Yes. Go
see,
to your
that's
square.
That's the problem.
No.
That is a problem.
No. Well, it is. Yeah, it's kind of. Because I'd like to know if you're racist. But if you're out at a ballpark. So if you're out at a ballpark. Say you're out at Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good time. Having a few beers with some people. Maybe you're in the rock pile. Maybe you got better seats.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you're in the center field. And you're just enjoying the day. And all of a sudden, you feel the need, and just can't help yourself to start screaming racial epithets at the other guy. Yeah, I'm pretty much for getting beat up.
I'm not going to physically assault a racist who is overt like that.
How about a taser? Would you take it? Would you do a taser?
No, but I would be okay if security got a little rough with them on the way out.
See, I agree with
See,
that.
See, but the problem is, I've seen too many minorities abused by people in authority, and it's wrong then.
Wrong
and
then?
And it's going to be wrong if somebody who's racist gets abused by people in authority. So there are consequences that should be paid, and I'm not sure that physical harm is it. Certainly, the teams need to take part in the consequences as well, and the organizations for which they play.
Duh. Dang you and your First Amendment rights.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.